I got to plug my headphones in. Is that how radio works? I don't have headphones, but hey, it's Joe McKenzie.
We are in the presence of greatness. He just walked in the building. Competitive eater, world champion Joey Chestnut.
Woo! Great to be back, guys.
Yes.
Dude, how are you doing? Is the competition today or is it tomorrow?
Contest tomorrow, tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. And right before the Big Ten Championship.
Okay, cool. And this is going on in Indy because that's where they're doing the Big Ten Championship. What is your preparation? Like, do you eat it all today or when do you stop eating? Or do you actually eat the whole time?
Yeah, today I try not to eat any solid food, lots of liquid. I might have to eat a little bit of shrimp for media, but if I have my way, it's just lots of liquid, stays stretched, loose, and empty for tomorrow.
Now, such a seasoned professional. It was so cute. You said that you still get a little nervous, so you still get the butterflies before a big competition like this.
Absolutely. It's I think that's good. It gets the adrenaline pumping, and I get nervous. Yeah, so it's... I love it. And then the crowd pushes me, and sometimes when I get lazy, they're yelling at me, don't stop, keep pushing, and I just do it.
Okay, we want to know the method to your madness. Can you divulge your secrets? What's worked for you? And have you tried some strategies with competitive eating? You're like, dang, that did not work, I will never do that again.
I've done, I'm embarrassed about how much I think about it, but I've learned the best thing is to, it's kind of like get into a cycle. You hit a muscle group and let it recover, So I do a practice contest, then I recover. And recovery takes about 4 or 5 days. It's like 3 days of recovery, then I start fasting for my next practice or the contest.
Okay.
So right now I'm in fasting mode. I'm getting nice and empty and loose.
I know some people are going to think, Joey, wow, that's a really gross question to ask somebody. But I have questions that I'm sure people want to know.
Oh.
I love St. Elmo's shrimp, and I love it. It's hot. It's spicy, like any kind of a food. For me, sometimes spicy doesn't do well when it's done. When you eat such massive amounts, like what do you eat, like 10 or 12 or 15 pounds of this when you set records each year? How is it the next couple of days after?
It's cocktail sauce with horseradish. It's not like a pepper. It's not like a pepper spice.
Okay,
where it burns all the rings. This one burns your mouth really really bad, but it goes away. And that's the best thing about horseradish because it goes away pretty quick.
Do you become numb when you eat it? Because it is so good. If you've never had like the cocktail sauce, you need to pick it up and try it, or just go to St. Elmo's and check it out. But it's very powerful. But I love it.
It's so hard. It's almost like you have a little bit of panic. It hits so hard, and then it goes away, and then you're like, whoa, was I overreacting? Then you try it again.
So does it ever go away though? Like, do you become numb to it during the competition when you're eating?
The worst is right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I'm just so amped up. It's rough.
So do you prefer hot dogs or this shrimp and cocktail sauce eating contest?
Hot dogs is the best contest in the world.
Then why do you think it's the best?
Well, it's on the 4th of July. There's 4th
America.
It's the OG of your
just intense
career.
And
yeah.
When you tell people you're a competitive eater, that's the one you have to win. The shrimp cocktail in Indianapolis, 7-year contest. It's been going on a long time. I have an amazing record. I love it. But hot dogs are just intense. I love it.
Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Oh, I was going to say, what a lot of people don't know about Joey Chestnut, we've talked before, and I was amazed you do yoga. And when you're not, you have a very healthy lifestyle outside of when you're doing these eating contests.
People don't know that. They think that I eat like this all the time. I can't. I wish I could, but when I was younger, I learned that if I start gaining weight, I start losing. And if I don't treat my body right afterwards or beforehand, I start losing. So I do a lot of things just so I can win, and I love to eat, but I'd love to win, I think, more.
How long have you been a competitive eater?
Well, shortly after birth. my mom said she knew right away there was something different. my poor mom. I started doing contests when I was 21, and it's...
Was it a bet or a dare? Like, how did you get into competitive eating?
Weird. Like, I was in college doing everything right, and I'd eat healthy during the week, and on the weekends I'd reward myself. And my brother was like, dude, you can eat more than anybody. And he signed me up for the first one, and I was like, oh my God, they paid me to eat. It's like madness.
Has there been a moment in your career where you thought you might have to stop, where something did you in so dirty, you're like, I just don't know if I can continue to do this? An oh God moment.
Oh my God. Well, no, I mean, There was the year I lost. I got second place. What was that? My second year doing it in 2006. And I was like, oh my God, I worked my butt off and my body didn't cooperate. I lost by a couple hot dogs. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to the drawing board and figure it out. And then next year I ate like 14 hot dogs more, and I got the win.
I just picture you training like Rocky or something, like, you know, like defending the country.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're training all by yourself, and you cook a bunch of food, you recover. It's a very lonely, it's a weird thing, competitive eating.
Take us through your training. Like, what exactly do you do when you train?
Well, there's different things I do. Like, there's some days where I'm just exercising my jaws and throat, so I might be swallowing air, and I have a weird mouthpiece where it's like almost like a dog chew toy. So I'll do that. But other days, it's actual food practice, and I'll cook up 70, 75 hot dogs. And do a mock contest and push it.
Wow, that's incredible! And when we're talking hot dogs, do you soak the bun? What's the key with the buns? Because I know that's like
The bun is
tricky.
That's the ugliest part of the sport.
The buns.
It is ugly.
I knew it.
It's not pretty. It's like marathon runners not being able to go to the bathroom. It's not pretty. And so. So it's, you gotta dip the bun. That's the only way you can eat that much bread quickly is you gotta get the bun wet. And I'm always using warm water.
Warm water.
Warm water. Well, it helps, okay. Helps digestion, helps relax the muscles in your throat.
These are probably key elements people don't think of.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was younger, I was like, everybody's just using ice cold water. That's silly.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna warm my stomach up.
Dummies, it's all about warm water. Yes.
So if there's, everything I do is like, I have some goofy reason for it.
That's so cool.
Well, dude, we're cheering you on. The big competition going on, of course, on Saturday. Joey Chestnut going to be back in Indy to defend his St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating title.
Yeah. Is there something that you want people to know, that you want to tell your fans? Because you have quite a few.
Oh, I'm just super lucky. I love what I do, and I love the competition. But, I'm just a normal guy that got... Yeah, I just love to eat and beat the heck out of people.
And you got some good stuff, too. I know you brought in before some of your sauces and different things. Yeah. How can people, as we wrap up here, like your social media, but you have a website, too, I believe.
JoeyChestnut.com. You can figure out, check out my sauces and Joey.Chestnut, Instagram. I don't post enough, but if I post, it's usually funny or just really.
I'll take over your social if I can have your leftovers.
Yes, absolutely. You're so down. You're so real. We love you. If there was a movie about you, who would you want to play you? Is there going to be? I mean, I feel like books, movies.
Man. Oh, maybe a young Woody Harrelson. Who knows?
I'll play like the washed up, like if your life falls apart and goes down. Like, I used to be a competitive eater, but something happened that one time in Indy, and
Man, we will be cheering you on. We can't wait to see you in action.
Joey Chestnut.
You're the coolest.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much.